We are here today with Don Belcher. Don, good day to you, sir.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Don is our National Commissioner for the Boy Scouts of America, a huge job, a very important job, and we're going to find out today why that job is so important at every level of the commissioner staff, all the way up to the top, which is the unit commissioner, correct?
The top is really the unit commissioner should be at the top. We should be having an inverted pyramid here.
Absolutely.
With the national commissioner on the bottom.
Okay. Well, national commissioner, we're starting at the ground floor with you today. Today, we're going to talk about monthly visits. And the question is, why are monthly visits, which we've heard a lot about, those of us in the commissioner service, but maybe we need to go back to basics and understand why they're important. Are they?
Well, this is one of my favorite subjects, so I'm really glad you brought this up. And maybe the right place to start here is to back up just a little bit and talk about the role of the commissioner, how we measure success in that role, and then how we execute against that role, because the monthly visits is what really ties all of those pieces together.
So it's a big idea.
It is a big idea. It is a critical idea. It is the single most important responsibility of the unit commissioner, in my judgment, and
okay,
in the judgment of many others with whom I've spoken over the past several years. Let's start with the role of the commissioner, first of all. The role is very straightforward, and that is to make every unit successful. Now, that's a great concept, but what do we mean by success? How do we measure success? Well, we think there are two ways to measure that. First of all, is the unit a quality unit? And secondly, has the unit's retention improved? Because if those two things are happening in each of your units that you are visiting, then you are certain to have a successful unit.
And quality unit is not some abstraction. I mean, we know we've defined quality unit.
We have, quite specifically, against a range of criteria. So how do you make sure that you're achieving those criteria in your unit? Well, the best way you do that, and the only way you can really do that, is by making regular monthly visits to the unit to see what is going on, what is happening in the unit, and then being in a position to bring your help and support and activity level to the unit leader.
So you can't just fly by. This is boots on the ground. You actually have to go there and see what's going on.
You have to do that. Now, that doesn't mean that every monthly visit is going to be a visit to the unit itself. It might be to a committee meeting. It might be to a roundtable. But you do need face-to-face visits. You need to see what's actually happening in the unit. Because we know something about kids, and that is kids really want to have fun in these meetings. And if kids are having fun, wonderful things start to happen. Membership grows.
Right.
Retention is up.
Right.
Guess what? Advancement is going on. We have strong leadership happening there. Kids start to invite their friends in. All of the good things begin to happen that make a unit successful. If kids aren't having fun, then they're going to vote with their feet, and they're going to leave.
And that's not hard to tell, but you've got to be there to tell that. You've got to see that.
You've got to be there. You've got to see that. And, you know, once again, the role of the unit commissioner is really to be a coach, a counselor, a helpful addition to the unit leader. So if there are issues there that need to be supported, it's the unit commissioner's responsibility to find the help, find the support that he can bring or she can bring to that unit leader to make sure that they're building a quality program for the kids and they're keeping the kids engaged.
So it's not necessary for the commissioner to have all the answers or have all the resources. They are a means. They are the one who goes out and gathers or points people in the direction where they can get the help that they need.
That's exactly right. In fact, we shouldn't ask our unit commissioners to have every answer. They're going to get a lot of exposures to successful units. They're going to see problems in other units. And they have lots of resources to whom they can go to get advice, to get information, and to bring help to the unit leader. They're not always going to have the answer, but they should know where to go to find the answer, to find the support.
Okay, let's walk through a typical unit visit. Should the unit leaders know that I'm coming? Is it okay to just pop in and say, Shazam, here I am? Or how would you propose people do that?
I think it's really a good idea to talk to the unit leader in advance. Make sure the unit leader understands that you'd like to have a chance to come by, like to see what is going on in the unit, like to see if there's some things perhaps that you could be helpful to, if there's any resources that they need or input that they need or help that they need, well, you'd be available to provide that. And I think letting them know that you're going to drop by is always a good thing to do. Once you're used to doing this, and the unit leader is used to having you around, then I think you can be
and drop the formalities.
Just drop the formality and show up because they will know that not only are you not a threat, not only are you not grading them, but you're really there to help and support their success.
And your manner in doing all of this is always one of helpfulness. It's not being a critic. It's being a coach. But it's not necessarily being there to say, well, you're missing on this and this and this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You really should be there to be a help to the unit leader because, once again, your job is to help make every unit successful. And to do that, it means you're coming there to help and support.
Okay. So we are at a – let's say that it's a troop meeting that happens to be the focus of our visit. Do you bring something along? Do you have some way to – give some structure or some consistency to the way you observe or the observations you make, or you just kind of fly by the seat of your pants here?
There is something that we should all know well called a commissioner worksheet.
Aha. I knew there was a worksheet in here somewhere.
That is the one. Now, this is not a sheet that you want to walk in with a clipboard into the meeting and be checking off.
Like the efficiency expert.
Yes, good or not so good. What you want to do, though, is spend some time with the worksheet in advance of going into the meeting. Have in your mind the areas that you're going to be most concerned about, that you're going to be looking at, that you may be able to bring some help. Now, what are those things? Well, one, you're going to watch and see if the kids are having fun. You're going to see who's leading the meeting. Are only the adults leading? Are the kids participating in the leadership process? What about advancement? Is that happening in this particular unit? What does their membership look like? Is their membership growing or is it declining? And what about their retention rates? Are the retention rates improving or are they stable or are they getting much, much worse? These are all things you want to have in your mind so as you think about what you're observing, you make mental notes about areas that you may say, you know what, this may be a place where I could bring a little bit of help and support to this unit leader. And then after the meeting, when you have a little quiet time, would be the right time to review the form, make your notes on the form, and have that in a reportable way so that when you sit down with your assistant district commissioner or your district commissioner each month, you have a way to report on the visit that you've made to each of your units that month and the actions that you intend to take to help them be successful.
So that's the follow-up. You make your visit, but then you do sit down with someone else and review, someone else in the commissioner structure, and you review what you're finding. So you're not just on your own having to make these observations and then go right back to the unit leader with some findings.
Exactly. And of course, you always have your assistant district commissioner or your district commissioner as a sounding board to talk over. Here's some things that I found. I'm not exactly sure quite how I can bring the most help to this particular situation. Can you give me some thoughts and advice that maybe you've faced this in another unit?
So you're not alone.
Not a bit.
Okay.
Not a bit. There are a lot of resources to draw on here. And maybe this is a good time to mention another important device, and that is the unit self-assessment. There's also a process that we ask each unit to go through on an annual or semi-annual basis, and that is their own self-assessment of how, as a unit leader, how do I feel about the progress that I'm making in this unit? How is the quality of program that the kids are getting here? Is our advancement where I'd like it to be? Is our membership stimulating the way I would like to have it? Is our retention going the way I'd like to have it? Are we doing the camping outings that we've committed to? And it really places the unit leader in the role of assessing his or her own performance in their unit. And then out of that saying, you know, there are a couple of areas here I need some help on. And guess who I need help from? Where's my unit commissioner?
Exactly. Okay, great. So first of all, you see this as a positive thing, but it's something you've got to do. We can't get around the need for physical contact, meeting people, seeing what's going on. We can't just guess at these things.
This has to happen. We all know that we're faced with a real challenge in reinvigorating membership growth and retention in the Boy Scouts of America. The way we can do that is to make sure that every unit is successful. And the only way we can do that is to make sure that you, the unit commissioner, is visiting the unit to see what is actually going on and being in a position to provide the help and support.
Great. You know, one thing that occurs to me is that, okay, we've been making these unit visits, we've been making these contacts, we've been watching the unit, encouraging the unit to do self-assessment, and we've been making our own observations from our worksheet. Is there some way we can keep track, you know, because we can't always remember all the things we've done over the course of a few months or a year. Is there some big system for us to keep track of, that's awkward, let me replace that. As we're going along here, talking about the visit and how we document the visit, do we have some big system for keeping track of all of our visitations?
Well, that's a great question. Let me say, first of all, that it's vitally important that we do have a measurement system. But there is no big system as you describe it. I have seen councils use a very elaborate system that they have developed internally that may be web-based. I have seen others use a chart on a wall. I've seen others use a monthly reporting meeting process where each unit commissioner reports on what they have achieved, the outcome of their visits in that month.
Okay.
Regardless of which system is used, I think it is vitally important that there is, in fact, a measurement system. And it kind of goes back to really setting expectations for our unit commissioners. What is it that we expect you to do? And part of those expectations comes out to make a minimum of one unit visit in some form every month. And if we set the expectations, we need to have a measurement system to make sure that those things are happening and that we have a process of being sure that we can follow up and correct issues that need some support and some help. And that really is the job of the unit commissioner. I think one thing to keep in mind would be, at least to hear from my point of view, that I do not believe there is a single more vital role in building the success of the Boy Scouts of America than the work done by the unit commissioner. And it is easy to describe that role as saying make every unit successful and how we're going to measure it and we're going to do monthly visits, but it's very hard to execute. And I think this is really an opportunity for me to express my thanks and appreciation for the thousands of unit commissioners that are out working this process every week, every month, sometimes every day. They are really making a difference in the lives of our youth. And I thank them for that.
Don, this is all really helpful, I'm sure, to our unit commissioners out there. Any final thoughts, anything we can kind of go away with and mull over as we think about this discussion today?
Well, I've thought about this a lot. I think about it in every visit that I make to councils and districts and units. And I'm really convinced that if in every council, in every district, if we set expectations for monthly unit visits, if we measure these visits, if we have a reporting process and we follow up on these visits, we will dramatically and positively affect the quality of commissioner service and will contribute significantly to the revitalization of membership growth and retention. And that's our job as commissioners.
Mr. National Commissioner, thank you so much, Don Belcher, for being with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.